All right, great to have you back with us as we get ready for baseball today. We're joined by Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, there isn't a better follow out there. Mark, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Which game did you sweat out the most this week? One of the Giant ones or the Friday edition of Jeopardy that came down to the big daily double and then the bet at the end?
Boy, that's a good one. I haven't watched that one yet, so don't
give me a spoil it for you then.
No, I didn't even hear what you said. I lost you at which Giant game it was. And gotcha. I think it was the one against the one against Arizona with the 5-0 lead that turned into 5-5 and then 7-5. But
yeah.
Look, they're hanging in there, and they've got the Mets coming up, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But today they've got the Rockies, and look, this Rocky team at home is trouble. And even when you play them on the road, their record's horrible, but they give you a starting pitcher every single day, and you got John Gray and Wood today.
Yeah, and John Gray's been pretty good this year, I think setting himself up well for his future potentially. His slider ranks as one of the better ones in baseball this season. If you go by, like, accumulated value, getting outs, throwing strikes, top five guys are DeGrom, Kershaw, Darvish, Musgrove, Gray. That's a pretty good top five. He's gotten the second most outs with the slider of any pitcher behind Kershaw.
So he's got to control it, though, because something seems to always happen to him, right?
Yeah, he gives up home runs, I think, at inopportune times. His pitching in Coors Field, obviously, that doesn't help. In his earlier start this year against the Giants couldn't hit the slider. They went hitless against it. They were 0-for-7 with 4 strikeouts. So they're a little prone to that today. We'll see how they wind up faring.
See, I thought he was going to end up with L.A., but he wants to stay. Apparently, he wants to stay in Colorado. And as Bud Black says, when you pitch here, if you give up a couple of runs, you don't get shook because that's life in Colorado. So maybe that makes him a tough pitcher.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Alex Wood. He doesn't give you 6, but somehow the Giants win these games. But the first time through, he's got tremendous energy. They don't hit him very well. Then it gets a little dicier as you go further into the game with him. Why is that?
You know what? I think it's mostly that his fastball is very hittable. And that's been happening in the last 3 starts in particular. He's gotten crushed over the middle of the plate. It doesn't necessarily have anything on it. Earlier in the year, I think he had more of an element of surprise with the slider and the changeup, especially since he hadn't pitched much in the previous year or so. But he has left some stuff in the middle of the plate the last 3 starts, and they've gotten those pitches have gotten walloped a bit. So he's got to be really careful today, work the edges as much as he can. He's got a very favorable umpire working for him today if he wants to work the edges, and we'll see how that plays out.
For me, it's the slider. He works so fast that the hitter really has to adjust to it. But is he going to the fastball more? Is that the problem?
You know what? I don't have that in front of me. I do know that the slider has been highly effective. When he's rolling, I feel like that slider bends in on the right-handed hitter and comes in, like, lands around the toes, and they swing over the top of it. And I don't feel like I've seen that as much from him in the latter half of the year, as opposed to, like, that first 6 starts when it seemed like every time out he would just grip it, rip it, and look great. And actually, it's funny that I said that Gray ranked 2nd in outs with the slider this season. Alex Wood is 5th.
Really? Boy, interesting.
The
slider for me is his pitch and Gray. All right, so this is something to look for today. So for Alex Wood, for the fastball, don't lay it over the middle of the plate. And for Jonathan Gray, if you're a Giants fan, you'd like to see an inconsistent slider from him. Is that essentially what we're looking at today?
That's it. That's the scouting report.
Very good. Well, Longoria's back. This is finally they've got the lineup that they wanted earlier in the year. And he popped one down the right field line for a blue pit, but he is back.
Yes, and Evan Longoria, for those who might have forgotten, was hitting the ball hard, highly consistently in the early part of the year. In fact, if you lower the qualifying number enough, he ranks 2nd in the majors in how often his at-bats end in a hard hit ball. So yesterday a bloop, maybe some harder ones today. If you remember when he went out, he was on a hot streak when he went out. That went like 2.5 weeks where he was just crushing everything. And the thing for him in that hot streak was you couldn't beat him up top. Like, there are times during the year where you can beat him up top. He wasn't getting beat up top in that two-week hot streak. He was hitting the ball. He had a couple of home runs on high pitches. He had a bunch of hits on high pitches. He looked good against them, and I think he's got to try and refine that now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He hits the right center now, and that's what he just killed earlier in the year. Now, here's Gray, and he's got to get the slider down. And he puts the slider up and away to Longoria. Watch out in right center field. Yeah, but of course he's not in there today, so we'll see. Maybe he'll but we'll see the next time.
Actually, that's a good point. So his numbers this year are way, way, way better against left-handed pitching than right-handed pitching. So they might be trying to ease him in against righties a little bit.
Well, I think so. And plus his legs, you know, they want to take it easy with him. And they've got Flores at third today for the Giants. All right. Brandon Crawford, you know, someone said it today. His slugging percentage is so much higher than it's ever been. And he got himself a two-year deal.
Yes, and I think the important thing with this is that it's only 2 years. Like, they've essentially taken themselves out of the shortstop market, which is going to be a very hectic and very crazy market this year. And they bought in on a guy that they knew probably wanted to end his career as a Giant, right? He's 34. He's got a couple of years left. He's looking really good. 2 years is not a hefty commitment, and $16 million in the 2021 sabermetric baseball world, that's a pretty good price for a free agent player who is performing at a good level. I mean, like, he can exceed that value without having to be, you know, a superstar. He can exceed that value just by being good. And I think that's all they're looking for from him the next 2 years. He's going to be 35, 36. They just want him to be good.
Well, we'll see what the market looks like because Baez, you know, I'm not a big fan of his. Correa has, you know, struggled, but I think he's the best out there. Seager has not had the year because he's gotten hurt. And Trevor Story really hasn't done much either. So getting Crawford signed actually is probably a good deal for the Giants.
Yeah, I think it is, because otherwise you're going to sink in. If they've decided that they don't want to sink in a 4 or 5 year or 6 or 7 year commitment on any of those guys, go 2 years and see how things play out.
Yep, with Luciano next up. All right, no hitters. We had one last night, the most unlikely first major league start, and he tied Bobo Holloman, which I love saying that name. But we almost had Taijuan Walker had a no-hitter into the sixth against the Dodgers.
Crazy.
We had Matt Moore, which I still cannot believe, but you did see it live. Six
no-hitter
innings against the Reds, which I can't believe. But what's up with all these no-hitters?
So that was really cool that you had that kind of confluence of events yesterday with three guys that you never would have thought, you know, would have been able to have done something like that. This guy was a guy, he didn't even reach the majors till age 27. I don't want to say it's hard to be lower than a minor league Rule 5 draft pick, but if you're a minor league Rule 5 draft pick, you're generally not coming to the major leagues. And the reason he's in the major leagues is because he's a Diamondback. Like, if he was on any sort of a contending team, he'd be in AAA, and he would never sniff a roster. So I thought that was really cool. And this goes back, and I think I've said it to you before a few times, Musgrove, 4.44 ERA 2 years ago. Rodon, hurt 2 years, 5.70 ERA previous 2 years. Corey Kluber, hurt. John Means, 4.5 ERA last year. Spencer Turnbull, 4.6 2 years ago. Wade Miley, 5.6 ERA in 2017. Craig Kimbrell, 6 ERA 2019-2020. You can always bounce back from your worst day. I think that's the lesson of the 2021 no-hitters.
Plus, he got traded for garlic. How about that? That's the ultimate. Yep. He was traded for garlic. Kyle Garlic, of course.
Yes.
The Mets are coming, and in our last minute here, what should we expect? They don't seem to hit very much. I've watched a few of their games, but they're coming in with Stroman and Hill and McGill and the rest of the Met team.
Yeah, so I think the thing is that you don't know what to expect. I think the guy who has been consistent lately, in particular hitting the ball hard, has been Pete Alonso. He's been crushing it. Conforto has been cold the whole year but has hit well in the last week. They have eked out these two kind of really tough losses to the Dodgers the last 2 days. It definitely hurt them. Stroman has pitched well but doesn't get any run support. Tyler McGill is like their biggest surprise. He has been a total unexpected this year, and he right now is, if they win the division and make the postseason, he's probably starting a playoff game at the rate that they're going right now.
Hmm. Well, the Mets are coming in. It's going to be interesting to see it. They don't hit much, but it's still the Mets, and they have a lot of the names. Mark, a pleasure having you on, and look forward to next week. It's A's and Giants next week, and this is the Mets are in the middle of that Giant Dodger run as well. So it's a good time for baseball. We appreciate it.
You got it.
All right, that is Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions, at Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter. More coming up. I've got the Kerry has the talk back today. Bill is going to talk to Adam, and we'll be back with you next Saturday for our pregame. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the Sports Leader.